Hey friends, it's Pastor Jason. Thank you so much for listening to The Daily Hit. You can get all of this content and more at jasonjohncowart.com. Be sure to follow and share this with your friends. Let's jump into today's verse. Hey there, friend. I just wanted to take a moment before we dive in and apologize for the quality of the audio that you're about to hear. I had a button pushed wrong and didn't notice it till the end, and the content was just too good to try to go back and do it again. So you're going to be able to understand it. You're going to be able to get the message. God is going to speak to you, but the audio is not really to the expectation that I'd like to see, and you're going to think that's funny after you hear what this whole entire one is about. So expectation, hint, it's a clue. Enjoy this hit. Let God speak to you about your situation. Isaiah 55:8. See, I told you. Oof, my bad, fam. Isaiah 55:8 is a verse you may have heard before. The Bible says this, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord." Okay, so pretty straightforward. I mean, there's not really a whole lot of digging we have to do here. The way God thinks about things is not necessarily the way that you think about things. And the way God does things is not necessarily how you do things. Now, something I should tell you is when it comes to our thoughts and our own ways, a lot of times what we do is we have these things called expectations that we put on God and how He's going to do something based on how we would do that thing. And I want you to know something, that while expectations can be good things, whenever you put an expectation on God that's not lining up with what He specifically wants, I want you to know what's going to be the result of that. The result is going to be disappointment. So what we have to do is we have to constantly evaluate how we're thinking and what we're doing to see if it lines up with what God wants us to do. Well, how do we know what God wants us to do? It's this book called the Bible. He put this whole entire book down so that we could know what He wants us to do. The more we read the Bible, the more we understand how He thinks and how He acts and how He sees things. And we understand that we can't be led by our flesh, or even worse, our emotions. We can't be led by the circumstances. We can't be led by the things that are around us. We have to be led by the Holy Spirit. Why is that? Here's why. It's because the Holy Spirit helps you think and act the way that God would think and act. So while we might have expectations about how God's going to do something, if we are walking in the Spirit, what we've done is we've completely and totally surrendered our thoughts and our ways to the Lord, and we allow the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us in both thought and in deed. So if you look back on your life right now and you see a series of missed expectations, I know what the enemy's going to want to tell you. He's going to want to say, see all that stuff that God didn't do? See where He didn't come through? I know He says He's never going to forsake you, but look at this specific thing. Or I know He says that He's got you and He's going to take care of you, but look at what happened in this specific area of your life. You got to be very careful that you don't assign God failing to meet a promise to actually be you failing to put the expectation in the right place. I'm telling you, God doesn't fail. He just doesn't. He's never failed, and He won't start now. So we have to be careful where we place our expectations, because they can really get us in trouble. And the way they can get us in trouble is that they can slightly alter our thoughts so that they skew away from God's thoughts, and they slightly alter our ways away from God's ways. So if you're in a situation right now and you can't really make heads or tails of it, you know that if you continue to act or think in the same pattern that you've been doing your whole life, that it's probably not going to end well. Here's what I would lovingly suggest you do. Take just a moment, stop what you're doing, and I want you to specifically speak to the Holy Spirit right now. Ask Him to help you. The Bible says that we have the mind of Christ. The Bible says that we are led by the Holy Spirit. So if we are led by the Holy Spirit and we have the mind of Christ, then what that means is right now in this moment, we can ask the Holy Spirit to help us in how we think. We can have our minds renewed like Romans chapter 12 tells us to do. And in the midst of that process, we're going to find that the way we think about things changes and the way we do things changes. Remember, your actions will always follow what you believe, and what you believe is always dictated by how you think. So in your specific situation right now, are you thinking like God thinks, or are you trying to fix it all in your own process, in your own way, in your own mind? This can be tough, and this is a process that we have to learn as we grow in Christ. But I'm telling you right now, the way you're thinking about your problem is probably not the way God's thinking about it. And the way that you would fix it is probably not how God would fix it. So here's what we do. We take time. We lean into the Father. We press into the Holy Spirit. We ask God to renew our minds, to give us the mind of Christ. And then we submit our expectations to Jesus. We give them to God Almighty and allow Him to do what He wants to do. His thoughts and His ways aren't like ours. My goodness, aren't you grateful for that? But if you submit to Him, you'll find that your thoughts and your ways begin to match His thoughts and His ways. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions or comments, maybe a verse recommendation, I'd love to hear those. Or if you want to financially support this podcast, visit jasonjohncowart.com. And if you're in the Northeast Houston area and you're looking for a great church home, we'd love to have you at Freedom. Visit freedomdl.com for more information.